This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechitatu nyamavhuvhu 17, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vanhu vanga vachiratidzira muHarare vachiti havadi mabond notes vanorohwa nemapurisa. Pastor Ivan Mawarire voshanyira muzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC mushure mekutaura pamusangano weAtlantic Council. South Africa inoti haisi kuzopindira matambudziko akatarisana neZimbabwe. Varairidzi veRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vari kuratidzira kubva kumutawatawa kuenda kuHarare voshungurudzwa nevasori nevanofungidzirwa kuti ndevechidiki vezano PF. Indiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuye kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mapurisa anorwisa mvunga mupopoto nhasi arova zvakaipisisa nengo dzeboka revechidiki riri kuzvidaidza kuti tajamuka sesijikile, idzo dzanga dzichiratidzira muHarare dzichiti hadzisi kufara nekushayikwa kuri kuita mari mumabhanga pamwe nekuoma kuri kuramba kuchiita zvinhu munyika. Mutori wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iye.
Nengo dzeta jamuka dzanga dzisvika zana dzaungana panosangana migwagwa inoti Jason Moyo na Julius Nyerere padzatanga kuratidzira dzichiti hadzisi kufara nekushayikwa kuri kuitwa mari mumabhanga, kunonoka kuri kuita hurumende kubhadhara vashandi vayo mari, pamwe nekuoma kuri kuramba kuchiita zvinhu munyika. Varatidziri ava vanotiwo havasi kufara nenyaya yehurumende yekuda kuparura mari yemabond notes muna Gumiguru. Varatidziri ava vanga vakatakura maruva nezvinyorwa zvakasiyana siyana, uye zvimwe zvezvinyorwa izvi zvanga zvakanzi Mugabe chienda wauraya nyika. Mumwe wevanga vachitungamira kuratidzira uku vasteni zvorwadza vati hurumende yava Mugabe iri kupedzera mari muzvinhu zvisina maturo kunze kwekuti igadzirise matambudziko akatarisana neveruzhinji. Vasameo wadzai avo vanove nhengo yesangano revanotengesera mumigwagwa reNational Vendors Union of Zimbabwe vatiwo havasi kufara nechisimba chiri kushandiswa nemapurisa kana vanhu vachiratidzira, zvazoita kuti vatsvage mvumo yekuratidzira kudare repamusoro reHigh Court mushure mekunge mapurisa avarambidza kuti varatidzire nhasi.
Hurumende yarobati Mugabe kuti tati mabondi nosi atimadi.
Mutauriri weta jamuka vapromisi mukwananzi vatiwo kuoma kuri kuita zvinhu munyika hakuchadi kuti veruzhinji varambe vakanyarara vachiti vacharatidzira zvakasimba kudzamara vamugabe vabva pachigaro.
Vati muzive mapurisa hamusi mhandu dzedu, tiri vamwe venyu, tiri kuitira nyika yedu.
Mutungamiriri weboka revechidiki muMDCT vaHappy Mochidziva avo vanga vari mumwe wevaratidziri ava vatiwo havasi kufara nekushayikwa kuri kuitwa mabasa munyika.
vechidiki variku brutalizwa nemapurisa.
Yes.
Vechidiki variku abductwa ne state security.
Varatidziri ava pavanga voda kutanga kufamba kuti vaende kumahofisi ebhanga guru renyika reReserve Bank of Zimbabwe kuti vanosiya gwaro renyunyuto, mapurisa anorwisana nemvonga mupopoto abva atanga kuvarova zvakaomarara zvaita kuti varatidziri ava vaite aziva kwake aziva kwake, vamwe vachisiya bhutsu vachitiza apo vange vachiita ushamwari nemhepo. Vamwe varatidziri vazononga matombo vachitema mapurisa anga achivarova aya. Mapurisa ashandisawo hutsi hunokachidza pamwe nekumwaya varatidziri ava nevanhu vanga vachizvifambirawo zvavo mvura inovava, zvamboita kuti zvimwe zvitoro zviri pakati pedhorobha zvimbovharwa kwechinguvana. Vamukwananzi vaudza Studio 7 mushure mekuratidzira uku kuti pane varatidziri vanodarika 15 vakuvara zvakaipisisa. Vamwe vavakuvara ava ndiva Love Moch Noputsa, vano vemunyori Mboka revechidiki muMDCT, pamwe nemutori wenhau anoshanda akazvimirira James Jemwa, uyo aendeswa kuchipatara mushure mekukuvadzwa musoro kwaaitwa nemapurisa. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uye vari mutungamiriri wesangano rinoona nezvevechidiki reYouth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe kana kuti YIDES vaSidney Chisi vanoti chisimba chashandiswa nemapurisa nhasi chinoratidza kuti hurumende yava Mugabe yave kutya vanhu vakaiisa muutongi.
Zvinhu zvarakidzwa mangwanana ano nemapurisa kuti kuratidzira kwakachida kuitwa nevakomana nevasikana vaita jamuka kunoratidza iko kuti izvo ZANUPF yasvika pachinhano chekuti haichakwanisi kuramba ichiteerera zvinhu zvinenge zvichitaurwa nevanhu. Yasvika pachinhano iyo chekuti yaakukwanisa kungoti chero chinenge chango vanhu vakangoungana vakada kutaura zvakati, inoshandisa chisimba chayo yes chese kuti inge ichipunza izvozvo. Asi zvinotirakidzawo kuti pare zvino vanhu vasvika panguva yekuti havachatyiwo masimba ehurumende wayo, vanhu havachatyiwo kuratidzira zvavanenge vachiratidzira.
Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vaudza Studio 7 kuti vange vari mumusangano nekudare vanga vasingakwanisi kupa divi remapurisa panyaya iyi, asi hurumende kuburikidza nemutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe, mukuru wemauto General Constantine Chiwenga uye mukuru wemapurisa Police Commissioner General vaAugustin Chihuri vakati havasi kuzotendera vanhu kuti kuratidzira, kunyange hazvo bumbiro remutemo richiti vanhu vanokwanisa kuratidzira murunyararo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Zvichakadaro, nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika Dr. Nkululeko Kosivanda vaudza mutungamiriri Nkomo weStudio 7 kuti kurohwa kwevanhu vanga vachiratidzira nemapurisa chatove chigariro muZimbabwe.
Izvi zvoratidza kuti aiwa vanhu vaona kuti hapasina imwe nzira yekugadzirisa nyika pane kuti varambe vachitaurira nayo government vachiratidzira vachiti aiwa kagadzirai nyika maondo yaondoka. Saka ndofunga kuti zvinova zvinhu zvakanaka zvikurusa kuti tione vanhu vemuZimbabwe vachidaro, asi tava kuda kuti tione kuti iyo government inogona kuterera uye pane zvainofunga naizvozvo here. Ipapo ndopanofunga kuti pane nyaya inini pakuti government icharamba ichiita sei. Nekuti hatisi kuziva zvekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vari kuita zvinhu zvakanaka kudai vachikumbira kuti government isarudze zvinhu vacharamba here vachishingirira nezvikumbiro zvavo.
Saka mapurisa acharamba achirova vanhu uye kuvasunga kusvikira riini, uyezve muri kuonawo hurumende ichiterera zvichemo zvevana veZimbabwe here?
Zvoonesa kuti tifunge kuti hurumende yeZanu ingaterere vana vemuZimbabwe nenyaya yekuti izvizvi zvaitwa neZanu zvekuti yapatsanura nyika nepakati kati aiwa Zimbabwe pava neZimbabwe yemudhorobha neZimbabwe yekumaruzevha yekumamisha. Saka kana Zimbabwe yemudhorobha ikada kumukirana nesu hatabasa nazvo isu, tinongoramba takabatana neZimbabwe yemumaruzevha. Ndofunga kuti ipapo ndo pane nyaya uye panoratidza kuti ZANU PF government inogona kunga yakagadzirira kuti aiwa tinogona kupedza gore rese tichingorova vanhu vemumadhorobha ava, nekuti vanhu vekumamisha hapana zvavari kutaura uye havasi kuzomukirana nehurumende yavo.
Dr. Mkulule Goswanda, vanga wari parunare ku London, ku Britain, na mtungambili nkomo, we Studio 7. Zvichakadaro, Pastor Ivana Mawarirevi, hashtag this flag, avari kushanyira nyika ya America, vashora zvikuru kurohwa kwaitwa vanhu muHarare nemapurisa. Pastor Mawarire, vanga vachitaura mu Washington DC, pamusangano wakokerwa nesangano reAtlantic Council.
As early as a couple of hours ago, my countrymen in Zimbabwe, today demonstrating against the cash crisis and the bond
notes that want to be introduced. Vanhu vanga vachiratidzira murunyararo asi varohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa kusanganisawo vamwe vanhu vakwegura. Izvi hazvifanira kunge zvichiitika.
Pastor Mawarire, vaudzawo gungano iri kuti manyepo kuti vari kupiwa mari nevekunze kuti vapandukire hurumende yeZimbabwe.
Our government, whenever we have raised certain points or whenever we've complained or whenever we try to hold them to account,
pose panenge pachiratidzirwa nevanhu muZimbabwe vanopedzisira vonzi vari kupiwa mari nevanhu vekunze kuti varatidzire. Asi zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika, nekudaro hapana munhu angade kunzwa nemunhu wekunze kuti anga achiratidzira. Zviri pachena kuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka, nekudaro vanhu vanoratidzira kusafara kwavo.
Pastor Mawarire vatiwo vamugabe havana simba rekuvadzinga munyika sezvo akambotaura mazuva apfuura.
My very presence in the United States is courtesy of citizen number one in Zimbabwe.
Vamugabe vakambotaura mazuva apera kuti ini handina nzvimbo muZimbabwe, nekudaro tinofanira kuenda kunze kana kuenda kuhupoteri. Asi handisi kuzoita izvi, ndoda kuvataurira kuti hapana zvavangaite zvingandimise kuratidzira kwandiri kuitawo.
Nasi, Pastor Mawarire, vachanga vari pano pamuzinda weStudio 7 tichita hurukuro navo. South Africa yaramba kupindira munyaya yeZimbabwe sechikumbiro changa chaitwa nemamwe masangano emuZimbabwe. Mashoko aya ataurwa negurukota rinoona nezvekutyidzana nedzimwe nyika, amai Maitenkowane Mashavane. Amai Mashavane vati vamugabe vakasarudzwa nevanhu vemuZimbabwe uye kana vanhu vasingavade vanofanira kuzviratidza musarudzo. Zvichakadaro, mamwe masangano akaita seCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition anoti achaenda kumusangano weSADC mukupera kwemwedzi kuti aikurudzire kuti iedze kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa muZimbabwe. Utungamiri wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti RTUZ nhasi wapinda muzuva retatu uchifamba netsoka uchiratidzira kubva kumutawatawa mudunhu remaramba pfungwe wakananga kuHarare. Mutauriri wesangano iri vaRobson Ruhanya vanoti kunyange urongwa hwavo hwanga hwakanganiswa nevasori vavanoti vakanga vavatyisidzira nezuro Manheru pamwe chete nenhengo dzeZANU PF, izvi zvaita kuti vange vachizofamba nedzimwe nzira dzavanga vasina kutara kuti vange vachikwanisa kutiza kubuda muuzumba vachiedza kuzonoungana zvakare vapinda mudunhu remurehwa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navachere pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Zvokwadi, nhasi tapinda muzuva retatu asi mafambiro aita zvinhu haana kumira zvakanaka, saka zvativhiringidza mafambiro maererano neurongwa watanga takaronga kuti tichafamba sei tichiya kuHarare. Asi nekuda kwezvakaitika mauro zvaita kuti tikwanise kunge tichikundikana kunazotora nzira dzatakaronga kuti tichafamba nadzo tichibva kuno kuuzumba takananga Harare.
Mungataurira vateereri kuti chii chakaitika Manheru amuri kutaura?
Manheru ati kutaura ane zuro tichinge mushure mekunge tapedza mafambiro edu atakafamba kusvika kwamashambanhaka, takawanikawo tichati tizorore tiri pakati pekugadzirira kuti tizorore. Pakasvika varume vatatu vanova vasori vehurumende vakatikomberedza. Watikomberedza kudaro isu hatina kuwanzwisisa, ndobva vaenda. Ndobva takaona kuti nzvimbo yatiri nezvanga zviri kutaurika nemafambiro atiita, regai tisumbuke titsvage pamwe pekuno tinge tichizorora. Tikafamba kwemakiromita anokwana gumi kuenda paGrowth Point paNhakiwa. Tiri paNhakiwa ipapo varume vatatu vaya vakazverekana vachasvika asi vanga vawedzera pauwandu hwavo vava 6. Vari 6 kudaro vakawanika vachatora mutungamiriri weRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaObert Masaraure ne programs officer wapraiti mkono waka wabunzuru za shukuru wachiwa bunzuru za mairano ni kufamba kwa tibita kutimuruku fambirei maka winge imuno muzu mba chinangwa chenyu kilikutizia chinangwa chenyu ndise kubisa uru mende nechisimba.
Vanga vari munyori mukuru wesangano rerura Teachers Union of Zimbabwe va Robson Chere vari parunare vari kwamurewa ne Studio 7. Vagari vedhorobha reMasvingo vabatana nekanzuro yavo mukupikisa danho rakatorwa negurukota rinoona nezvekutongwa kwematunhu vaSevia Kasukuwere nevechidiki veZANU PF kuti vatore nechisimba nzvimbo yekupa vechidiki vebato iri pekuvakira dzimba vachiti izvi hazvisi pamutemo. Mutoro wedu enhau Gandri Maramba anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vagari veMasvingo vanoti havasi kufara nedanho ravakasukuwere vachiti ivo vave nemakore akawanda vachikorera dzimba kana kuti vari pahousing waiting list asi vasati vawana nzvimbo dzekuvakira dzimba dzavo. MuMasvingo chete mune vanhu vanodarika zviuru makumi matatu vakamirira dzimba. Munyika yose vanhu vanodarika miriyoni imwe chete nezviuru mazana maviri vave nemakore vachikorera dzimba. Muzvare netsai matowo wemumusha kwamajange vanoti zviri kuitwa nakasukuwere zvinoodza mwoyo.
Haizvo zvinoshungurudza mwoyo yedu cause tane nguva almost 3 years takangomirira kuti pamwe tichawanawo pekugara stendi wedu atichatenga.
Vanoona nezvekufambisa kwemabasa mumusangano weMasvingo United Residents and Ratepayers Alliance kana kuti MURA vaanoziva muguti vashora ZANU PF nekuda kutyora mitemo yenyika nekuda kufadza vatsigiri vayo.
Isu sevagari veMasvingo atitombodi kana kuzviwa izvozvo zvokuti mastands anopuwa vanhu vachishandisa simba ravo remapolitical parties.
Mumwe wevatungamiri wevechidiki veZANU PF Youth League muMasvingo vatalende majono vati zviri kutaurwa nevagari pamwe chete nekanzuro hazvina maturo wose uye vachaenderera mberi nekutora mastands aya.
Chokutanga ndinotenda vamugabe nehurumende yavo pakuinitiata pakuita program yekuti mastands ava anokwanisa kupiwa kunevechidiki. Tichitarisa pa land reform program paipiwa agricultural land mayouth mashoma mamwe angasati atosvika maages ekuti vava vanokwanisa kuwana nhengi vava vanokwanisa kuwana minda.
Asi kanzela weward 4 muMasvingo vaGodfrey Kuraone vati ivo kanzuro yavo haina pekupa vakasukuwere nevechidiki vavo vachiti munhu wese anofanira kutevedzera mutemo.
Isu seguta reMasvingo hatina land yekupa kune ipi political party zvayo.
Vamwe vanongorora nyaya dzezvematongero enyika vanoti izvi zviri kuitwa nechinangwa chekuda kutsvaga rutsigiro musarudzo za2018. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muMasvingo, ndini Gandri Maramba.
Hurumende iyo yanga yakatarisana nekuratidzira kwevashandi vezvikoro zvepamusoro mangwana inonzi yamhanya mhanya yakawana mari dzemabhonasi dzegore rapera dzanga dzisaridza piwa vashandi ava. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Munyori mukuru weboka revamiriri vevashandi vemuzvikoro zvepamusorosoro reZimbabwe State University Staff Associations vaAugustino kuda kwashe mubika vanoti nhengo dzavo dzakawanda munyika yose dzawana mari dzavo dzemabhonasi pamwe nedzemihoro yemwedzi uno. Vamubika vanoti nekuda kwedanho ratorwa nehurumende rekubhadhara mari dzemabhonasi idzi sangano ravo rambomisa urongwa hwavo hwekuratidzira mangwana muHarare nemubulawayo.
Aiwa nyaya iripo ndekuti sekuona kwamaita tichikwira apa vanhu vari kufara. Isusu urongo hwatatinawo hwokumira mabasa nokungogara kudzimba hwatomiswa, hausina basa nokuti zvatachida tafa tazvowana hurumende yatipa.
Vamubika vakurudzira hurumende kuti itaure chokwadi kana paine zvinonetsa pane kuvimbisa zvaisingakwanise kuzadzisa. Vamubika vanoti vainge vatora danho rekuratidzira mushure mekunge hurumende yavimbisa kuvabhadhara mari dzavo mwedzi miviri yapera asi zvakakona ng'anga murapwa achida.
Zvazvanetsa nokuti takavimbiswa kakati wande zvinotozikanwa nenyika isi takatakuvimbiswa kuti bonus yedu ya 2015 yauya musi wa3 June haina kuya. Ikadzi yakuzoya musi wa10 June haina kuya. ikazonzi yakuya musi wa 15 July haina kuya.
Zvichakadaro sangano reApex Council iro rinomiririra vashandi vose vehurumende rinoti riri kurongawo kuratidzira kupera kwemwedzi uno richiti harisi kufara nenyaya yekuti vachapiwa mari yemihoro yemwedzi uno mwedzi unouya. Mukuru weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vanoti vachasangana negurukota rezvevashandi amai Priscilla Mpfumira kuti vataure zvichemo zvavo vasati vatanga kuratidzira. Kunyange hava amai Alexander vachiti vachatanga kutaura negurukota ravo, rimwe sangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ratotanga kuratidzira. Asa amai Cecilia Alexander vanoti havana ruzivo nezvekuratidzira kuri kuitika uku.
I'm not aware, boss. They've not even notified the other council, so I'm not aware of what is happening.
Hurumende yave nemwedzi yakawanda ichitadza kubhadhara vashandi vayo nenguva izvo zvopa kuti vagare vachiramwa mabasa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinhoi, ndine Arthur Chigoriwa.
Makateerera kune pfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Vari kumirira bato remaRepublicans musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump nezuro vakavandudza vari kutungamira chikwata chiri kuvabatsira mukutsvaga rutsigiro. VaTrump vakapa basa vaStephen Bannon vane dande mutande rinonzi Breitbart. Vakati havasi kudzinga basa vaPaul Manafort vanga vaine basa iri asi vachashanda vose navaBannon. VaManafort vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutyidzana neRussia. Nhasi vaTrump vanga vachitarisirwa kuitawo musangano nevanoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwemukati menyika kuti vapiwe mamiriro akaita zvinhu. Izvi zvinoitwa nevakuru vekudzivirirwa kwenyika yeAmerica pamwe nevanenge vachimirira mapata avo musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika. Aka ndekekutanga vaTrump vachirumwa nzeve nezviri kuitika. Zvinhu zvinonzi hazvina kugadzikana munyika yeZambia mushure mesarudzo idzo dzanga dziine mhirizhonga nekukandirana makobvu nematete kuti dzinogona kunge dzakabirirwa. Mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaEdgar Lungu ndo vakakunda musarudzo idze. Nezuro vanhu vanodarika zana nemakumi mashanu vakasungwa nemapurisa vachiratidzira. Izvo zvinotevera kuputswa kwemidziyo nekupwanywa kwedzimotokari. Turkey iri kuronga kuregerera vasungwa vanodarika zviuru makumi matatu nezvisere vasarirwa nemakore maviri pazvirango zvavo. Izvi zvinonzi zviri kuitirwa kuti vanhu vakasungwa mushure mekunge mauto amboedza kupandukira hurumende vapinzwe mumajeri aya. Gurukota rezvemutemo muTurkey vaBeke Bozat ndo vataura mashoko aya. Nhasi muchikamu chedu chatinotaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika, tabata Dr. Noah Manyika vanogara kuCharlotte kuNorth Carolina muno muAmerica. Dr. Manyika vanoshanda nesangano reBuild Zimbabwe iro rine zvirongwa zvariri kuita matunhu akawanda emunyika zvinosanganisira kuvaka dzimba dzine mutengo wepasi mugota reUlawayo nedzimwe nzvimbo. Chinangwa chesangano ravo ndechekukurudzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kumusha nezviri kunze kwenyika kuti zvivake nyika nepose pazvinogona napo nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita naDr. Manyika pamusoro pemabasa avari kuita sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe.
Ndakakura kuZimbabwe, ndikatiza kuZimbabwe, ndikazobvawo kuZimbabwe ndakuendawo kuchikoro kunowedzera pandakanga ndasvika. Asi ndakaramba ndiri munhu anoda kuti ndiona kuti chicha ndingaita kuti ndibatsire nyika yangu. So ndozvandanga ndichingoita makore esaya apfuura kutsvaka mikana yekuti tibatsire vanhu kumusha, vana vechikoro, zvikoro zvinonidha kugadzirwa maclassrooms azvo nezvinhu zvakadaro, nekubatsirana nemapato ese panguva yeGNU year ndaibatsira kuti titsvage maprograms ekuti tipromote yavaiti National Healing and Reconciliation. So ndozvandiri ndiri munhu ari kudawo kuti Zimbabwe yedu idzokere payakanga iri. Saka ende iko pfuura ipapo ndozvinhu zvandiri kunyanya kunzwa mumwoyo mangu. So ndingati ndiwo Dr. Manyika kana vanhu vanga vasingavazi.
Tinoona kuti muri kushanda nesangano reBuild Zimbabwe. Mungatsanangura pamusoro peurongwa hweBuild Zimbabwe.
Build Zimbabwe yakatanga ari maprograms angu andaita kumakore ndichiendesa zvandaichitaura zvekuti taitsvagawo vanhu vanogona kutibatsira kuno. Toenda nemagroups kumusha vanenge vachinovaka maclassrooms. Uyezve tichitraina vana, taita maconferences, ataiti maone tribe conferences ekutraina vana. Taitanga ataiti maproblem solvers clubs. Iye zvino ndakazoti ndoda kuti ndiunze vamwe mazimbabweni patibatsire nemazano ekuti tingasvike sei sei papo pana 2018 kuti dei zvinhu zvachinja pana 2018 tichiunzwawo vamwe vanhu. So iye zvino Build Zimbabwe yave organization yandingati iri kuva kwawo nemamwe mazimbabwe ndaisiri yangu chete.
Takanzwa kuti sangano renyu reBuild Zimbabwe rine urongwa hwekuvaka dzimba muguta reBulawayo. Mungangodimurira vateereri kuti vanzwisiko zvakamira sei?
Tine mapartners kunoku vanodawo kutibatsira nezvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo. Ndo zvinhu zvinotirwadza hama yangu. Chinhu chinondirwadza ndechekuti varipo vanhu vari kuti tiri kuda kubatsira Zimbabwe. Asi kazhinji kachona chatinowanzosangana nacho ndechekuti patinozoda kuti tichizobvumirwawo nehurumende kuti tiite zvimwe zvinhu, tinowana kazhinji kachona tisingakwanisi kuzopiwa mvumo yekuita zvimwe zvinhu. Saka urongwa hwedu isusu ndewokuti munhu wese anofanira kuve aine panhu pekugara, panhu pekugara pakanakawo, panhu pekugara pari affordable. Saka iye zvino chatata kuda kuita manje ndechekuti tichiita program yachona kuti ichishanda manje kuBulawayo nekune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Asi munongozivawo zvinhu zvatinosangana nazvo on the ground kuti maprograms achona iwayo aitike. So tiri kupusha kuti zviitike. Hameno kuti zvichafamba sei, asi we are determined kuti zvinhu zvachona zvibudirire.
Tinoonawo pari nhasi Dr. Manyika muri kufamba naPastor Ivan Mawarire. Mungatiudzawo pamusoro peukama hwenyu?
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pane maevents akunge achirongwa nevanhu vokuno vachiti varoda kuti vanzwisise kuti what is the way forward, toendera mberi sei kumusha. Saka vanhu ivavo vakandidaidza kuti nditaure paevents avanga vachiorganiza and it so happened kutiwo ava Pastor Ivan vanga vari kuuyawo. Ndakatosanganawo navo for the first time aiyo nguva pavakauya paweekend yapfuurai. Ndinofara chose kuti vechidiki vamukawo zvino. Chinhu chinonyanya dambudziko ratinaro kumusha nderekuti tinorwisaniswa mazera akasiyana siyana. Saka hatikwanisi kuti tigozopanana mazano kuti tigokwanisa kuve neyatinoti United Front.
Vanga vari Dr. Noah Manyika vanoshanda nesangano reBuild Zimbabwe vari parunhare muno muWashington DC neStudio 7. Mumitambo yemaOlympics iri kuitirwa kuBrazil, Manerano, Vamhanyi nemimwe mitambo inoitirwa munhandare ndo vanenge vari kutarisirwa kunge vari mudariro. Pane mijawo yakasiyana-siyana uye nyaya yekujamba kana kuti long jump ichange iriko makwikwi achapiwa vanhu menduru. Brittany Rees naTiana Bartoletta vekuAmerica vachange vachikwikwidzana naIvana Spanovic wekuSerbia makwikwi elong jump. Elaine Thompson weJamaica akahwina goridhe makwikwi ekumhanya emadzimai e100 meters nemugovera uye ari kutarisirwa kukunda mumakwikwi e200 meters nhasi. Musatikanganwa chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na8:30 p.m. apo tine hurukuro naPastor Ivan Mawarire veHashtag This Flag Campaign. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Vanhu vanga vachiratidzira muHarare vachiti havadi mabond notes varohwa nemapurisa. Pastor Ivan Mawarire voshanyira muzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC mushure mekutaura pamusangano weAtlantic Council. South Africa inotaisi kuzopindira matambudziko akatarisana neZimbabwe. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro semazuva ose. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiya mina ndime yake mwakalele.
And good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 17th, 2016. We'd like to thank you for joining us live this evening from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalielie. Here are our top stories this evening. Several people have been injured after police crushed a public protest in Harare staged by Tajamuka Sesijikele campaign.
Please understand us. We are one of you. We are doing this for our country together. We are doing this so that things can be better.
Pastor Evan Mawarire of hashtag This Flag Campaign says he is in exile courtesy of President Robert Mugabe.
My very presence in the United States is courtesy of citizen number one in Zimbabwe, who himself said people like Mawarire have no place in Zimbabwe and that he must leave. But that is my home.
The Mashingo Council fights with ZANU-PF over the allocation of stands for ruling party youth. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Police today clashed with anti-government protesters in Harare's central business district, leaving several people injured. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
A large number of Tajamuka Sesijikele campaign members gathered in downtown Harare, holding flowers and carrying placards while singing revolutionary songs. The demonstrators demanded President Robert Mugabe's immediate resignation for allegedly failing to run the affairs of Zimbabwe. One of the protest leaders, Promise Mukwananzi, said it was worrisome that the government was failing to pay its workers and address the cash crisis in local banks.
Please understand us. We are one of you. We are doing this for our country together. We are doing this so that things can be better for everyone.
Another prominent activist, Sten Zorwadza, told the demonstrators that Mr. Mugabe's government has misplaced the priorities.
But what we want at this particular moment in time is to be able to do this uniformly, peacefully. But the point is we want to demilitarize the state because the police was demilitarized and the soldiers are militarized, the police are militarized, everyone is militarized. And we want to try and work it so that peace prevails. That's all.
When the protesters started marching to the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, where they intended to submit their petition over the worsening cash shortages, heavily armed anti-riot police pounced on them, resulting in the protesters running in different directions. Some of the angry demonstrators pelted police officers with stones, resulting in police firing tear gas and using water cannons to disperse them. Mukwananzi told Studio 7 by phone after the protest that more than 15 people were injured during the clashes. Those injured include Secretary of the MDCT Youth Assembly, Love Mochino Puta, and freelance journalist James Jemwa, who reportedly sustained a deep cut on his head. Meanwhile, political commentator Sidney Chisi, director of the Youth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe, told Studio 7 that today's heavy-handedness of the police shows that President Mugabe's government is in panic mode.
I think what we begin to see is that the government has gone into a very serious panic mode and they have switched on a panic button. The Tajamuka crew did not amount to anything more than 100, but we see the force that the state has unleashed confirms to the fact that the issues that were highlighted by Chiwenga, the issues that were highlighted by the police force, but also to a greater extent the message that Robert Mugabe did on Heroes Day to say they were going to crush any protests confirms to the fact that today was no any other usual day.
Tajamuka says it will escalate the protests until Mr. Mugabe leaves office. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Pastor Evan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag Campaign says he is in the U.S. courtesy of President Robert Mugabe, who told thousands of people recently that people like him are not fit to live in the country. The president was reacting to public protests that rocked the country last month following a call by Pastor Mawarire and Tajamuka Sezijekele campaign for Zimbabweans to fight against the corrupt social, economic and political problems in the country. Studio 7's Gibbs Dube has more.
Addressing Americans, Zimbabweans and other stakeholders at the Atlantic Council Center for African Affairs, Pastor Ivan Mawarire said he left Zimbabwe with a heavy heart.
My very presence in the United States is courtesy of citizen number one in Zimbabwe, who himself said people like Mawarire have no place in Zimbabwe and that he must leave. But that is my home, and nobody, absolutely nobody, including the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, can ban me or any other citizen from home for standing up for what we believe.
He said the tragedy is that Zimbabweans are being victimized for demanding that the government should address their needs. Pastor Mawarire added that at times when Zimbabweans make some demands, they are said to be driven by the West. He said this is far-fetched.
There's nothing Western-funded about that.
Yeah.
So mark my words, as this broadcast is happening right now, I will not be surprised if it shows up. So, did you see him sitting with his funders? Well, hello, funders, by the way. Get a chance to reach. It's good to meet the so-called funders.
Apart from that, the Minister of Religion noted that it is puzzling why the president has not yet fished out people in his government who allegedly looted $15 billion in potential diamond revenues.
Our government has failed to bring one person to account for a missing $15 billion. Do you know how much money that is? $15 billion. And you can arrest a guy that has a church of 48 people. You can arrest that guy and charge him, but you can't find a person amongst your own lieutenants that's responsible for that kind of money. So for us, we began to see that we have a case with the issues. Let's press the buttons of the issues.
He said all what Zimbabweans need are jobs to sustain their lives.
I loved seeing another campaign that was started in Zimbabwe by a group of students. And what they did is they took their graduation gowns and their graduation caps, and they went onto the street and they were selling sweets and chocolates like vendors. And they were playing football in the middle of the city square, putting on their gowns to show that we are unemployed, to show that our government has caused the very gowns of knowledge to be a sign of wasted talent.
Pastor Mawarire further urged Zimbabweans to stage protests to ensure that they get their country back from the ruling ZANU-PF party.
It is my hope going forward that 6 June every single year from now on, without government's permission in Zimbabwe, will always be a day that the citizens will stay at home. Just to remind them who is in charge and who is in control.
He added that Zimbabweans have to fight for their own freedom, using the flag as a beacon for their struggle.
I am not a man of vast educational assumptions, but I do know when I'm hungry. But I do know when I can see that my future is being destroyed. And this one statement encapsulates how we started and how we carry on today. And it simply says this. It says, if we cannot cause the politician to change, then we must inspire the citizen to be bold. And that's our rallying cry, because all we have as citizens is each other. And we're discovering that our power is in our numbers. We're discovering that the tenacity that we had to ride through tough economic times must now be used to face our own government who won't listen to us. And all we have said is that they must be held accountable.
Pastor Mawarire noted that the struggle for freedom should continue even if he is out of the country.
The unity of Zimbabweans, we have achieved that. There is no question about that. Number two, the raising of voices by citizens. We've achieved that. So I really want to just say that we've already achieved our victory. If we were crushed today completely, if this thing died down today already, something has happened in Zimbabwe that people have seen that they can't unsee. We've seen it and we now know. And the government now knows that we now know that they now know that we now know. And I think for me, that's the special thing that has taken place.
Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Kip Stube.
Pastor Mawarire is the featured guest today on Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Don't miss it and join the conversation on Facebook. Now, for perspective on protests taking place in Zimbabwe, Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo reached political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University in London.
I think that it is firstly something that no one would have predicted a few months ago. No one would have thought that Zimbabweans would engage in a sustained struggle against a very brutal and unforgiving government and its forces. However, I think that the ZANU-PF government, although slightly annoyed by the circumstances, is certainly still within its comfort zone because it still has a very strong support from the armed forces, from the police and all other wings of power. Of coercive power, and I think that that is still its biggest strength. And it is not clear how long Zimbabweans are going to continue to sustain the heightened levels of brutality.
The government is being responsive, of course, to these demonstrations in terms of cracking down and beating up people. But how about in terms of policy? Are we seeing any movement?
Well, the government has dug in for a very long time. The government has been dug in its faith and belief that the Zimbabwean people aren't acting out of their own thinking and spirit and impetus. The government has said, no, look, this is coming from the outside. Zimbabwean people are either paid or encouraged by forces that are against the Zimbabwean state, and that those forces are currently stationed outside the country, and they see that as part of a broad conspiracy of treason.
As per ZANU-PF allegations, are you seeing any foreign instigation in terms of these protests?
It has never been clearer in the history of Zimbabwe that political action is currently homegrown. It is a bottom-up situation where people on the ground, and the example of Pastor Mawarire is a perfect one, where people, ordinary people, are saying, look, we've had enough, we can't survive, and we can't continue like this.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University speaking with Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo from London. The Mashingo City Council is resisting demands by ZANU-PF for land to allocate to its Youth League members for a national housing project, allegedly designed only for President Mugabe's party activists. Reporter Gandri Maramba has details from the provincial capital.
The council has teamed up with local residents in an attempt to thwart local government minister Xavier Kasukwere and his party's moves to allegedly claim land for housing projects. Opponents of the project say it is part of ZANU-PF's campaign strategy for the 2018 general elections, in which the party has already nominated President Robert Mugabe as its presidential candidate. Council representatives and local people say it is impossible to give ZANU-PF land as there are people who have been on the waiting list for many years. Ward 4 councillor Godfrey Kuraone told Studio 7 that Kasukwere and his party activists should not be given special treatment.
We as Mashingo City Council, we don't have land to give to any political party, be it ZANU-PF, be it any other political party. We don't have such land. We have a procedure when it comes to allocation of land. One is to go through the council procedure of registering. You have a lodger's card, then they put you on the waiting list. And on that waiting list, that's where we derive our list of stand allocation.
Masingo Mayor Hubert Fidze told a regional newspaper that Kasukwere won't be given any land by the local authority. Mashingo resident Netsai Mato of Majanga High Density Suburb said the move by ZANU-PF is not fair, as she has been on the housing list for a long time.
It's so painful. The issue is just too much. I've been on the waiting list for more than 3 years now. And if you go to the city council, they're saying there are no stands in Mashingo. But going through all the newspapers, I'm so shocked to discover that the ZANU-PF and Kasukwere, they're saying they're going to give over 2,000 land to the ZANU-PF members, especially the youth. But then what about to us, those who have been waiting for almost 3 years, but we are not getting anything? This is not even fair. We are all equal despite being MDC or whatever part, but you are all Zimbabweans. You're supposed to have the feeling of belonging.
Mashingo United Residents and Repairs Alliance Oromura Director Anoziva Mkuti warned ZANU-PF against flexing its political muscle through grabbing council land for political purposes.
We are strongly against political parties using their political muscle to grab land which belongs to local authorities to give to their supporters. What we want is the city of Mashingo to allocate land to those who have been on the waiting list. We don't want any partisan distribution or allocation of residential stands in Mashingo.
Although efforts to get a comment from Kasukwere were fruitless, ZANU-PF youth leader Talent Majoni said his party will go ahead with the land grab and thanked the president Robert Mugabe, led ruling party for empowering young people through such programs. Majoni attacked the city council and residents for standing against the program.
I heard that the mayor have just waffled, saying the youth must go on the waiting list, even Mura, that association of residents. It's just a leadership that is not even taking the problems of residents to table. They are just doing things without consultation to the residents. So we cannot listen to that mere leadership. And what the mayor have said is just waffling. He must first consider that this program is not for ZANU-PF youths, it's for the youths in Zimbabwe.
Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Ganji Maramba.
You're listening to Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America right here in Washington, D.C. Coming up in our diaspora slot, we're featuring Dr. Noah Manyika of Build Zimbabwe living in the United States. But first, a look at regional and international news. South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Deng Gai, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following clashes in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to journalists in Nairobi today while there to meet with Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta. He accused reporters of falsely reporting that fighting continues in Juba and elsewhere. Here in the United States, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump again shook up the leadership of his campaign Wednesday, less than 3 months before Americans choose who will take over the White House in January. Trump hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the conservative news website Breitbart, to be campaign chief executive officer and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. And finally, in Olympics, athletes and fans looking to blow off a little steam have been frequenting a Rio bar with a very strange name. Bin Laden's bar is run by 60-year-old Jose Felipe de Araujo, who resembles the founder and former leader of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda, mostly because he sports a huge bushy beard. Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been encouraging each other to build their country despite the socio-economic problems currently gripping the Southern African nation. Many organizations have taken the initiative, with one such group being Build Zimbabwe, a platform encouraging Zimbabweans at home and in the diaspora to give back to their country and communities. Build Zimbabwe convener and founder, Dr. Noah Manyika, who is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, says his organization is working on a number of projects, including a low-cost housing project in Bulawayo. In today's diaspora segment, Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Dr. Manyika about his role in building Zimbabwe.
I happened to be one of those people who was fortunate enough at Independence to be selected to train as a journalist. I was one of 65 at the Institute of Mass Communication. And then I went out of the country for further training. I went to Romania for my first degree. And then after that, I came to the United States and went to Georgetown University School of Foreign Service. Over the years, I have tried to do my best to direct resources back to Zimbabwe and to help communities in need. I've also been doing work here in the United States in at-risk communities in Charlotte, North Carolina. you know, apart from, you know, just organizing resources and sending them home, during the transitional, the government of national unity, I was invited to help the Organ for National Healing come up with some programs to help convene people. And those programs were actually very, very successful. And we did those programs in all the 10 provinces. And all the political parties would attend at a very high level.
You also work with Build Zimbabwe. What's the connection here, Dr. Manik?
Well, Build Zimbabwe was the everything that I was doing over the years to help Zimbabwe, I did it as a Build Zimbabwe. Basically what we were trying to do is to also turn this into a mantra. So because at the end of the day, I think Zimbabwe is going to thrive if the citizen becomes a citizen builder and is not just waiting for even for the government to do everything for them. We must become citizen builders. And unfortunately, a lot of times the space to do that is constrained, sometimes because of government policy and so on. And that's one of the reasons why in our current work now we're focused on making sure that they can be changed so that Zimbabweans can be the citizen builders that they really yearn to be. So over the years, yeah, that's what we've been doing, organizing mission groups to go to Zimbabwe and meeting needs, rebuilding classrooms, providing shoes for kids who don't have shoes, and also conducting training programs for kids to be problem solvers, establishing problem solver clubs in different schools. Now, though, Build Zimbabwe is transitioning a little bit. Like I said, it was basically my organization, but I decided that, no, I want to invite Zimbabweans to build this platform which would accomplish an unprecedented mobilization of Zimbabweans, wherever they are, to really bring about change in 2018, but also to make sure that we have an unassailable program to rebuild Zimbabwe thereafter.
Do you have any projects running in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, well, we had projects running in Zimbabwe up to this point. And we still have other projects that we would like to implement. And one of the projects that I'm very excited about, which is still at the planning stages, is you know, trying to make sure that everyone who is a Zimbabwean has a roof over their head and that they can actually own that. I was in Ethiopia in March this year looking at their housing projects, which they are doing for people who used to be slum dwellers, and finding ways of partnership with the banks and with the government to make sure that these people could actually own a house. You know, it's a transforming thing if that happens. And there are other projects like that in South Africa. So we're looking to implement that project in Zimbabwe. One of our challenges, obviously, is that there are a lot of organizations outside who really want to help. There are people who are just standing there waiting for us to get ourselves in order in Zimbabwe. And they tell us all the time, hey, if you come to us with a foolproof plan, we're going to give you funding, we're going to give you help, logistics help to do what you want to do.
Build Zimbabwe convener Dr. Noah Manyika of Charlotte, North Carolina, speaking there with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Dr. Manyika is actually on his way here to Washington, where he'll be participating on a panel discussion later this evening with Pastor Evan Mawarire. Teachers Union of Zimbabwe executive members, who embarked on a 200-kilometer protest march from Mutawa Tower in Marambe Pungwe to Harare on Monday, claim that state security agents and suspected ZANU-PF members have forced them to leave Uzumba. RTUZ Secretary General Robson Chere says they were intimidated and harassed by six members of the Central Intelligence Organization Tuesday night while they had sought refuge at Nakiwa Business Center after their night camp at Mashamba Naka School, which was earlier disrupted by some suspected state security agents. Chere tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that they will only regroup when they reach Murewa District, where they think it's a bit safer.
Something serious happened yesterday. We were disturbed as a member of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe by security agents. So it disturbed the journey that we had planned for today.
May you tell the listeners what transpired on Tuesday night?
On Tuesday night, after the march, we actually slept on the side road. We camped there. Then there are three unknown men
who we believe are state security agents who came and actually questioned us. After some minutes, they disappeared, and we actually decided to relocate to a safer place where there are more people. That's when we proceeded to Nakiwa Growth Point. At Nakiwa Growth Point, those people followed us. They started questioning us. They took our phones. Then they gave us an ultimatum of 30 minutes to move out of the Uzumba area, or we would rather risk our lives. That's what really transpired yesterday.
So what are you doing next? Are you abandoning your march?
Never, never. We will never do that. We will actually continue with our march. But what we just did today, that we had an emergency meeting discussing on the security concerns, so we had to use other alternative routes to move to Murewa. In Murewa, I think it's much more better than in Uzumba. Because in Uzumba, they started by even instilling fear to the villagers that were supporting us.
That was Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General Robson Chere on the phone from Uzumba, Mashonaland East, with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemere. There was no immediate comment from the police.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chione Sojani, and I am your host for Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, I have a special guest, and her name is Annie Chatamba Sabau. For those who remember her, she was on the World TB Day. Today, she's joining me. She reached out to me and said, I want to tell you that I'm good and I am well. Hello, Annie.
Hello, Chichi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? It's so great to hear your voice and hear your vibrancy.
Yes, yes. That's why I had to be in touch with you people, because it was tough that time. Now I'm okay.
For those who don't remember, we're just going to play a 10-second clip so you can hear how she was during that time.
My legs, they are painful. I can't walk properly. I have to escort. At first, I used to walk. I could sit on the bench waiting for the next count.
So this is you, Annie, and now we are hearing a different side of you. Please tell us what happened for you to recover so well.
Yes, I had to make sure I finished my TB treatment, although the tablets, as I was saying, they were tough.
So you are telling me that anyone with TB who's going through the stages and taking medication can be as well as you right now?
Yes, yes, if you concentrate. So make sure for the rest of the 6 months, you'll be taking them at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like for the first 2 months, the tablets, they are very tough. Those tablets, they will be searching everywhere. I mean, all parts of the body where there's TB. You'll be vomiting. That's where I had cramps. I couldn't walk properly.
So now that you are up and about, what are your plans?
I'm self-employed. I do supply people with flowers for weddings, for funerals, and for the offices. Like now, I have so many orders, but I can't do them now because I don't have money. All the money which I had, you can imagine, in 7 months you're in bed. And I had nothing left. Now I want to start. And also the other thing, my plans, I need to be visiting the clinics also. They give me about 5 to 10 people every month. I'll be training them how to do the flowers. When they are through with the TB course, when they can start also doing something. You're using a lot of money when you're sick.
How can people get in touch with you?
They can contact me on 0772-605-855.
Thank you so much. And that was Annie Chatamba Sabau, and I am Chione Sojani on Time to Engage. For more information, make sure you go onto our website, www.voazimbabwe.com.
Well, thank you very much there to Chione Sojani for the update on Annie. I'm so, so happy to hear that she's sounding so well. So remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk today at 8:30 p.m. where today's hosts Gibbs Dube and Jonga Kandemiri will be talking with Pastor Evan Mawarire of hashtag This Flag Movement. He is currently here in the United States. If you wish to join the call, just call us on join us by calling 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 619-2077. We apologize that WhatsApp is currently unavailable, but of course you can also join the conversation by participating on Facebook, where we'll be streaming live. Quick recap of our top stories. Several people have been injured after police crashed a public protest in Harare, and Pastor Evan Mawarire is currently on a U.S. visit. That's our show. Leaving you now with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo for the Ndebele program. I'm Dimyake Mwakalielia here in Washington, wishing you a very, very good night.
Siyabonga ndimi yake lichona njani mthwaka zomuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 17 ngoNcwabakazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kuthi kufuze kulungisiswe into eziningi nxa sikhangelene lamalungelo abantu, ngoba abantu kufuze bachiwe besenza lokho okusisekelo sombuso, ngoba kulilungelo labo kusemandleni abona beyenze lokho ukutshengisela. Kodwa ke sibona amapolisa lokho ephikisa lokho. Kodwa ekungithabisayo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bayakubona ukuthi hayi bayalandela amalungelo abo kungenani lobudlwangudlwangu abahlangana labo.
Amapolisa abaxabula kabuhlungu abamkhankaso wetajamuka sesijikile betshengisela eHarare ngodaba lwama-bond notes. Umkhokeli womzabalazo weThis Flag njalo engumfundisi uMnumzana Ivan Mawarire usole kakhulu ukutshaywa kwabantu ngamapolisa lokhu. Uhulumende wele South Africa uthi kasoze angenele kungxabangxoza yeZimbabwe lanxa nje abaningi abeZimbabwe besithi kumele angenele. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela kulo msakazo. Amapolisa eHarare namhla abaxabule kabuhlungu abantu ekade bebuthana belungiselela ukutshengisela belubhekise emahofisini kasibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe. Iningi labo kungabasakhulayo abomkhankaso wetajamuka sesijikile besiya khonona ngodaba lwama-bond notes. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Amapolisa edlula amachume amahlanu afike ngemota ezimbalwa aqala uhlasela uZulu obuthane okuhlangana khona umgwaqo uJulius Nyerere noJason Moyo. Abantu belungiselela ukufola belubhekise emahofisini ebhanga elikhulu lelizwe. Abaze kulokhu kutshengisela iningi labo kungontanga benhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ezibumba umkhankaso wetajamuka sesijikile bebephethe amaluba lamabhakana alotshwe imibiko ehlukeneyo. Lokhu kwenza kwamapholisa kusolwe kakhulu nguZulu lentatha lezindaba omunye wabo kungumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ye lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi bani hayi ilizwe leZimbabwe liselohambo nxa sikhangelene lamalungelo abantu. Kutho ukuthi kufuze kulungisiswe into eziningi nxa sikhangelene lamalungelo abantu, ngoba abantu kufuze bachiwe besenza lokho okusisekelo sombuso, ngoba kulilungelo labo kusemandleni abona beyenze lokho ukutshengisela. Kodwa ke sibona amapholisa lokho ephikisa lokho. Kodwa ekungithabisayo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bayakubona ukuthi hayi bayalandela amalungelo abo kungenani lobudlwangudlwangu abahlangana labo.
Usole njalo lesenzo samapholisa ukufuna ukutshaya intatheli izindaba ebeziziqhubela umsebenzi wancoma ukuzimela kwazo lapho zisala ukwethuselwa.
Kodwa intatheli izindaba zona ngabantu abaye besemsebenzini, okusho ukuthi nxa besenza umsebenzi wabo kufuze bachiwe besenza umsebenzi wabo. Okungawukuthi intatheli izindaba kusho ukuthi sezizwisisa amalungelo azo, ngoba sibona ukuthi amapholisa ayefuna ukubatshaya kodwa bamile bathi kasoze siye ndawo. So lokhu kusho ukuthi hayi intatheli izindaba seziwazi amalungelo azo.
Abekade betshengisela laba bebefuna ukuya kwethula incwadi yabo yesikhalazo kusiba lukhulu webhanga le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe bekhuthaza uhulumeni ukuthi ehlukane lokubalethela imali yephepha yama-bond notes. Kubikwa kulimale abantu abangafika abalichumi lanhlanu kudlakela lokuchaywa kwabantu ngamapholisa ohlangothi lwe-riot. Abanye babalimele kakubi bagoqela unobhala jikelele wohlangothi lwabasakhulayo kubandla le-MDCT uLove Mochi noPhutha kanye nentatheli izindaba esebenza izimele uJames Jemwa olimele ekhanda. Abantu laba bebehlabela ingoma iningi lazo ebezichothoza umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe leZANU-PF besithi sezehlulekile kungakho kumele asuke embusweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare ngingumevis Gama.
Ukuhlaziya ukutshaywa kwabantu namhla ngamapholisa eHarare kanye lokutshengisela osukuhlezi kusenziwa nguZulu esola umbuso weZANU-PF sixhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi abantu ikakhulu abasemadolobheni sebekhathele njalo sebezimisele ukuthi bathathe amacebo ukuthi bazikhulule kumbuso kahulumende weZANU. Mbona ngani lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi ukuqhubeka njalo besiya phambili kutshengisa ukuthi abantu kabasawesabi amapholisa kangako, okuyinto ebingenzakaliyo eminyakeni emlutshwane edlulileyo. Angazi ukuthi abantu abasemaphandleni labo sizababona yini bengenela kulokhu ngoba phela kuqakathekile ukuthi labo batholakale sebephatheka kwezombusazwe ngendlela enje nxa kuyukuthi uhulumende angalalela ngoba yena vele uthola ukusebenza kahle labantu emaphandleni.
Ngaphandle kokuhlukuluza abantu abatshengiselayo ukubatshaya lokubabopha esibona kusenziwa ngamapholisa, ungathi uhulumende uyalalela na izikhalazo zikaZulu?
Kumgceke ukuthi uhulumende weZANU akazimiselanga ukuthi alalele ukukhulunywa nguZulu ikakhulu abantu abasemadorobheni. Yena sowavele wakuthatha ngendlela yokuthi abantu laba basebenza lezithazi zelizwe njalo baphiwa izimali kumbe bakhuthazwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Yikho sibona phela lokuthi laba ezintatheli izindaba ezisebenzela ihlanganiso ezikahulumende baqhubeka besibona hayi lokho okwenzakalayo akwenziwanga abantu abaseZimbabwe. Abantu abaseZimbabwe abaladubo olukhulu kangako bayamthanda uhulumende wabo, udubo oluvela ngaphandle. Ngibona kunzima kakhulu ebantwini baseZimbabwe ukuthi bazaqhubeka besiya phambili kangakanani ngoba phela kule nkuthazo kumbe singathi lokusebenzela ndawanyakade bekwenza lamanye amazwe angaphandle wala kusiwa amazwe anjengabo-America labo-Britain kabasaziphathanga kangako ngodaba leZimbabwe. Ngibonani khonokho kwenza izinto zibe nzima, bekusangconywana eminyakeni edlulileyo ngoba umhlaba wonke jikelele ubusubheke ilizwe leZimbabwe ngendlela ekhuthazayo kulabo abafuna ukukhululeka.
Kona kulokuqiniseka yini ngokubona kwakho ukuthi amanyamazo afana labo Bhilitani labo Melika yiwo aphehla ukutshengisela lokhu ukungahlaliseko ukukhona elizweni?
Abantu beZimbabwe badubeka njalo nxa bephuma bethi bona bayatshengisela babesazi ukuthi bazatshaywa ngamapholisa, bazabotshwa, bazahlukunyezwa ngendlela ebuhlungu kakhulu. Mbone ngani mina ngeke kube liqiniso ukuthi abantu bahlupheka ngendlela enkulu kangaka njalo belwisana lamapholisa befake impilo zabo ebuzimeni ngoba bekhuthazwa ngabanye abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe. Kumgceke ukuthi abantu abaseZimbabwe sebezimisele ukuthi hayi isikhathi sokuzikhulula sesifikile.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxelaye ekwele Bhilitane. Umkhokheli womzabalazo weThis Flag njalo engumfundisi umnumzana Ivan Mawarire namhla usole kakhulu ukutshaywa kwabantu ekade betshengisela eHarare ngamapholisa. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni ongenwe izizalwane zeZimbabwe khonapha esigodlweni seMelika eWashington DC, uMawarira uthe isehlakalo lesi siveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende kamongameli Mugabe ubusa ngodlame.
As early as a couple of hours ago, my countrymen in Zimbabwe today demonstrating against
kumahola amalutshwana asanda kwedlula abantu batshengisele ngodaba lokusilela kwemali abantu kazana abangela zikhali babhaxabulwa sifuna ukuthi uhulumende azwe ukuthi baza sitshaya njalo basibophe kodwa kuza siqinisa sithi thina salivotela njalo silelungelo lokubuza imibuzo elukhuni
Umfundisi Mawarire ulandule njalo imbiko ethi usetshenziswa ngamazwe afana leMelika leBhilithane ukubangela ukungahlaliseki elizweni leZimbabwe. Sixoxele intatheli izindaba yethu uChris Gande obekhona emhlanganweni lo wona obuqoqo inhlanganiso yeAtlantic Council wasichazisela okunenge.
Hayi kuhambe kahle sibili bekugcwele. Njalo ukhulumile sibili into eziningi waphatha nje lendlela asuka ngayo ekhaya sithi yena konke lokho abantu abakukhulumayo ukuthi yena uphiwa imali lokunye okunjalo wakhukhula uphathile sibili kabanzi.
Kazange aluphathe yini udaba lodlakela olwenzakale namhla lapho esibone khona amapolisa ebhaxabula kabuhlungu abantu kade betshengisela eHarare?
Uluphethe kakhulu lolu daba ngoba ukhona omunye obuzileyo othena usebenzelana le-IMF, le-World Bank, inhlanganiso eziphathisa uZulu ngemali, ezithi zona iZimbabwe akusela cuku. Yikho ke sokumele iZimbabwe iphiwe imali incedise ukuvuselela umnotho. Yena umfundisi Mawarire uhle wakulandula khonoku wathi ngikhuluma nje efonini yami khonapha ngakutshengisa imifanekiso yabantu abavuza igazi abatshayiweyo. Nxa inhlanganiso ze-World Bank zizathi akusela cuku ziyaba zisitshona.
Sibonile njalo ekhuluma amazwi ewaqondise kumongameli Mugabe esithi Mugabe iqiniso omele ulivume ukuthi elakho ilanga liyatshona elami liyaphuma uthi yabuyela yini eZimbabwe Mawarire?
Umbuzo wona lo kazange awuphathe kahle ukuthi atshengise ukuthi uyabuyela kumbe hathi kodwa akukhulume emgceke nje ukuthi umongameli Mugabe wamethusela njalo lokuphathwa kwenzayo ejele kukhanya hayi into engimenza ukuthi adonde ukubuyela ekhaya kodwa besifuna nje ukumbuza umbuzo wona lo manje abade kubuza bebebaningi kakhulu sasisatholanga ithuba lokuthi simbuze lanxa umhlangano usuphelile kathesi abantu bebelokhu bemgombolozele befuna nje ukuthatha imfanekiso laye lokunye kunjalo so ngamafithane ngathi mina akazange awuphendule umbuzo wokubani uyaphenduka njalo ekhaya kodwa akukhulumileyo nje ukuthi hayi wayethuselwa kabuhlungu okokuthi uyazi nje ukuthi kuke kwenzakala ezinye izinto abanye benyamalala abafana labo iTai Tsamara labanye bebulawa njalo wasesithi hayi lokhu kwamethusa kakhulu.
UChris Gande intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 ubekhuluma esemhlanganweni oqoqwe inhlanganiso yeAtlantic Council khonapha eWashington DC.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 mm wave laku shortwave 4930 6065 laku 15460 kHz. Nilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Intatheli izindaba zakoBulawayo zithi ziyawamukela umthetho ozalawula ukusebenza kwazo kodwa zisola ezinye izigaba zalomthetho ezithi kumele zibhalwe kakutsha ukuze uhulumende engabi lethuba lokungenela emsebenzini wazo. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Inhlanganiso ezimela uZulu ezehlukeneyo ziyavumelana ngokubunjwa komthetho olawula indlela uhlangothi lwentatheli izindaba olusebenza ngayo ukuze uhambelane lokumunyethwe isisekelo sombuso welizwe. Emhlanganweni wokubonisana phezu komthetho we-Media Regulation Draft lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe e-Rainbow Hotel wobulawayo, abaningi baqonqosele ngokuqhakatheka kwalumthetho. Bathi ukuswelakala kwalumthetho kuyingozi ekuthini uhlangothi lukahulumende lweZimbabwe Media Commission oluvele lunamandla okusisekelo sombuso luqhubeke lusenza umathanda. Unozindaba weNewsday uKhanyile Mlotsha uthi uyawusekela umthetho lo kodwa kukhona lapho okumele ulungiswe khona.
Mina ngokubona kwami ibill khona kuhle ukuthi mase singama-journalists sike sihlangane siqoqisana ukuthi sibone lapho sisebenza khona ukuthi sifuna kuranwe kanjani ukuthi kuqoqwe kanjani nguhulumende kanye le-society or i-community umphakathi esiwusebenzelayo. Kodwa le ibill ngalokho yikho khona mina ngibona engani ifake isisindo esikhulu kakhulu kulokho okukhangelelwe from ama-journalists abakuthi ngama-responsibilities than ukuthi wona ama-journalists azaprotectwa njani yiwo lowo mthetho. Akuphumi kuhle, akucace ukuthi kuphongithiwa freedom of expression, which is okuvele akucace ukuthi kahle kahle thina ama-journalists sizaphephiswa kanjani yilo mthetho.
Kuthi unozindaba we-radio dialogue uLulu Brenda Harris laye usekele umbono kaMlotsha ethi umthetho abaqeda kuhla funa uyadingeka njalo uqakatheke kakhulu.
Ibhili engibonayo kuyinto enhle kakhulu. Akumelanga simele uhulumende azasenzele thina into ezasincedisa emsebenzini wethu. As imidia kumele thina sibuye sesivodwa sikhalane ukuthi fanele sisebenze njani, sikhuzane thina nxa si-wrong futhi ukuthi omunye umuntu asikhuze.
Umqondisi we-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe umnumzana Lofty Dube yena uchaze kabanzi ngalo umthetho ethi uyathokoza ukuba onozindaba bayawusekela.
Ibhili le sifuna ukuthi sihambe sibone intatheli zindaba bona ukuthi singakufaka kubhili le okuphathelene lokusebenza kwentatheli zindaba yikuphi. Lapho besikukhangelele ukuthi sikhangelele ibhili esingathi i-democratic nxa isebenza ukuthi intatheli zindaba nxa zisebenza zisebenze kuhle zingahlukuluzwa lokuthi kubhili le kuzangena into ezinjani eziphathelene lokuziphatha kwentatheli zindaba eziyasebenza eZimbabwe. Ngoba intatheli zindaba zisebenza zenze lokhu ungafani lalokhu obekusenziwa i-IPA. I-IPA besibona umthetho ohlukuluza intatheli izindaba. Njalo sibona ngani ibhili le esifundi siyenze kathi esi-media practitioners ngiyenza ukuthi intatheli izindaba zisebenze kuhle zingahlukuluzi elizweni.
Kuvunyelwene kulomhlangano ukuba njengoba i-media regulation draft bill isalungiswa ingakabi ngumthetho kumqoka ukungenisa konke okuqakathekileyo okumele kulandelwe ukulawula uhlangothi lokuthapha indaba elizweni. Kuzavala izikhexe ezingasetshenziswa nguhulumende esebenzisa uhlangothi lweZimbabwe Media Commission. Igqwetha unkosikazi Jackie Chikakano uvumile ukuqhubeka ebonisa onozindaba ngalumthetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Uhlelo lwe Live Talk lamhlanje siyabe silomfundisi njalo enguye owasungula umkhankaso we hashtag this flag umnumzana Ivan Mawarire ophakathi kokwethekelela elemelika. Tumelani i text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Umsekeli kamongameli wakwele South Sudan omutsha uThabang Deng Gyal segcizelele ukuthi elizweni lakhe kulokuthula lanxa kuke kwabalodlakela kwezombusazwe lapho okufe okubulawe khona abantu abangamakhulu amathathu ngenyanga edluleyo esigodlweni salelo lizwe. UDeng utshele intatheli izindaba eseNairobi kwele Kenya ukuthi abezindaba yibo ababika kubi ngelizwe lakhe. Ozancintisa emele ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump seguqule inkokheli yomkhankaso wakhe sokusele inyanga ezintathu kuphela ukuthi kuvotwe. uTrump ubikwa eseqhathe uStephen Bannon owenkundla yebulenjini yezindaba iBreitbart ukuthi abe ngumqondisi womkhankaso wakhe esekelwa nguKelly Ann Conway. Uhulumende wakwele South Africa uthi kasoze angenele kungxabangxoza eZimbabwe kungakhathalekile ukuthi abaningi abeZimbabwe bathi ele South Africa kumele lingenele likhuthaze uMongameli Mugabe ukuthi asuke embusweni. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi ibandla libusayo kwele South Africa ele African National Congress lalo livele lisebunzimeni ngemva kokunqotshwa libandla eliphekisayo emadolobheni amakhulu kulelo lizwe. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Ekhuluma nomsakazi wethelevishini kwele South Africa owe-ENCA, umphathintambo ogatsha olubona ngezaphandle kwelizwe unkosikazi Maite Nkoyane Mashabane uthi uMongameli Mugabe wakhethwa ngakho kusezandleni zezizalwane zeZimbabwe ukumkhipha sebenzisa ukhetho nxa zingasamthakazeleli.
Is gonna take Zimbabweans to do what
kuzodingeka ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zenze ezikubona kufanele zisebenzisa ukhetho. Thina enhlanganisweni yeSADC sikholelwa embusweni okhululekileyo obuya ngokhetho.
Selokhu uqale ukutshengisela ayanda amazwi ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezithi njengoba indubo esezibangelwe kwehluleka kombuso kaMongameli Mugabe ukulawula ezomnotho lezombusazwe zibangela ukuthi izinkulungwane zabantu bebalekele kwele South Africa, kungcono ele South Africa lingenele. Kucatshengelwa ukuthi zedlula izigidi ezimbili izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala loba kusebenza kwele South Africa ngemva kokubalekela ububi bezomnotho lezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Linkulumo kamphathintambo kaMashabane isicunule izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezithi ele South Africa yilo elabangela ukukhula kwenhlupho zeZimbabwe ngesikhathi wayengumongameli wakulela uMnumzana Thabo Mbeki etshela umhlaba wonke ukuthi akula ngijololulodwa uhlupho eZimbabwe. Lobanje abamabandla aphikisayo beqinisa ngelithi uMugabe wanqoba ukhetho ngemva kokuqilibezela, umphathintambo Mashabane akakukholwa lokho.
Leyi
into yokuthi uMugabe waqilibezela ama-elections yena wanqoba nge-70% kunzima ukuthi abantu bayizwisise.
Kodwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezibalisa unkosazana Nomsa Ncube zithi kusobala ukuthi uhulumende wakwele South Africa uzimisele ukuvikela uMongameli Mugabe loba sekusitsho ukuthi abalekele iqiniso.
Akusilo qiniso ukuthi ukhetho lwahamba kuhle ngoba iSouth Africa layo ikwazi imhlophe ukuthi uMugabe waqilibezela ukhetho. Thina njengamaZimbabweans sasingelamandla ukuthi simsuse esikhundleni ngoba lalabo bonke abaqhuba ukhetho bengabakhe.
Lenkulumo kaMashabane iza ngesikhathi ibandla libusayo kwele South Africa lalo lithwaliswe nzima ngamabandla aphikisayo. Ekhethweni lamakhansili olusanda kwedlula, leli bandla lanqotshwa ngele Democratic Alliance emadolobheni amakhulu abalisa iCape Town, iPretoria leNelson Mandela Bay. Lamhlanje amabandla aphikisayo kwele South Africa amemezele ukuthi asebumbe umanyano oza kwenza abe yiwo akhokhelayo emadolobheni edlula amachumi amabili abekhokhelwa yi-ANC ngaphambilini. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi le dolobho leJohannesburg lapho i-ANC ebinqobe khona ngamavoti amalutshwana lingahle likhokhelwe ngumanyano wamabandla aphikisayo. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, amaqembu abesifazane amela ilizwe emdlalweni etshiyeneyo setshayelwe ihlombe ngumphathintambo wezemidlalo uMnumzana Makhosini Hlongwane. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ekhuluma emkhosini wokwamukela iqembu lamankazana ale minyaka engaphansi kwamajumi amabili lanye elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wokuqaga ibhola owe-netball, lona eliphumelele ukuyadlala kumncintiswano wezizwe zomhlaba oza kuba kwele Botswana ngomnyaka ozayo. Umphathintambo wezemidlalo lokuzilibazisa uMakhosini Hlongwane uthe abesifazane baqhubekela phambili besenza kuhle kwezemidlalo kwele Zimbabwe.
It would seem to me that women in sport in Zimbabwe at the moment.
Kuyazikhanyela kimisobala ukuthi ngalezi nsuku omama kwezemidlalo eZimbabwe yibo abaphethe ubungcweti belizwe nxa siqathanisa lamanye amazwe. Kubhola lokuqaka sebenze kuhle kakhulu, bathola imendulo zegolide. Kathe sebengene kuzinga elikhulu bencintisana lomhlaba wonke jikelele kuWorld Cup kuma-Under 21. Ngakho ukukhuluma ngabomama kwezemidlalo kuveza ukuba selukhona udetsho lwakhiwayo lezi nsuku olutshengisa ubungcithi bethu njengelizwe.
Ukuphumelela kweqembu lamantombazana ale minyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili lanye ukuba ngelinye lamaqembu azamela izwekazi le-Afrika kwimidlalo ye-2017 World Youth Netball Cup kuza ngemva kokuba iqembu labodadewabo libe zintshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika nyakenye. Umphathintambo uHlongwane uthi akusiwo wodwa umdlalo webhola labesifazane elokuqaga ophakamisa igama leZimbabwe njengoba iqembu lamankazana ale minyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili lanye elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wehockey lalo liphumelele ukuyadlala kumncintiswano wezwe zomhlaba wona ozaqhutshelwa kweleChile ekupheleni komnyaka. Ubeke njalo umzekeliso weqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu eleMighty Warriors lona ebeliphatheke kwimidlalo ye-Olympics ensukwini ezedluleyo elikhona liza kuyadlala njalo kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations wona ozaqhutshelwa elizweni leCameroon ekupheleni komnyaka. Umphathintambo uHlongwane uthe konke lokhu lawa maqembu abesifazane akwenze engatholanga usekelo oluya ngaphi kodwa isimanga yikuba labo abathola usekelo lwemali eningi bayehluleka ukunqoba.
You can actually do things differently and still achieve results. These ladies here were playing some of the Africa's finest.
Yeah, ungenelisa ukwenza izinto ngendlela ehlukene uphumelele. Labo mama badlale ukuhle okwamagama bencintisana lamanye amazwe e-Africa ayaziwayo ngobungcitshi. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi bebesazi ukuthi badlalela ilizwe, bazinikele ngokupheleleyo. Bathi ngeke sinqotshwe, kumele sinqobe. Kweminye imidlalo into emangalisayo ukuthi siyathulilela imali eningi kakhulu kodwa kungela mifuzo ephumayo kodwa bona kungela mali baphumelele kakhulu.
Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Netball Association unkosikazi Letitia Chibandu uthe ulethemba lokuba iqembu lamankazana ale minyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili lanye liza kwenza izimanga ngomnyaka ozayo. Ugcizelele inkulumo kamphathintambo uHlongwane yokuthi bona kabakhaleli ukuphiwa izulu lomhlaba nxa belungiselela ukuyadlala lamanye amazwe.
We are comfortable with the basics, Minister. The basics have kept the day. The basics have put Zimbabwe.
Thina kasidingi okuningi ngaphandle kwama-basics. Njalo impichana yona le besiyidinga ngesikhathi sisenza amalungiselelo yiyo eyenze safinyelela ukuyadlala kumdlalo yezizwe zomhlaba. Ngakho ngomnyaka ozayo ngilethemba lokuba sizaqhuba kuhle kakhulu. Angiboni ukuthi kuyini ongasiphazamisi.
Iqembu leZimbabwe belilala eklasini yesikolo okufundisa khona unkosikazi Chibandu ngesikhathi lisenza amalungiselelo alo ukuyadlala kule Botswana. Lidingelwe imali yokusebenzisa inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Netball Association kwathi inkampani yeClo Petroleum iphathise ngokubanikeza ibhasi abahambe ngayo kwele Botswana. Amanye amazwe azamelwa izwekazi lase-Afrika kwimidlalo ye-World Youth Netball Cup ngabalisa ele-South Africa, ele-Uganda kanye lele-Botswana okuyilo elizaqoqa imidlalo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo uJoseph Njanji.
Alubastana nesilale matuke. Alubastana nesilale matuke. Alubastana nesilale matuke. Alubastana nesilale matuke. Masalipa.
Remix inomvula ingoma kanathi esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili amapolisa abaxabuleka buhlungu abantu betshengisela lamhlanje abetajamuka sesijikile campaign. Lingayikatshana liyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk njalo silo Pastor Ivan Mawarire kulolu hlelo. Olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo lilale.